All right, welcome back to it. Big breaking news overnight here in Michigan insofar as the governor, Governor Whitmer, apparently backpedaling, retreating, according to the headline at GreatLakesNews.org, from her position on enforcing all of the provisions of the no-fault law that were supposed to take effect. Now, of course, the law in its totality will not be taking effect until July the 1st, 2020. Two gentlemen sitting down with me now. John Prosser is the vice president of Health Partners Home Care. He also serves as president of the Neurotrauma Association, member of the Brain Injury Provider Council, and the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. Also with me, John Kornack. He is the president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. John also serves as president of CPAN, the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. And we're coming to you live from the Lansing Center, downtown Lansing, where there's going to be a march a little bit later today. Doors open here at 9. There's a check-in and a pre-rally at 10. The march to the Capitol begins at 11 o'clock. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm reading this article. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kornack. In the article that I'm reading online here, at Great Lakes News, you were behind closed doors with the governor yesterday. Apparently, you had an impact.
Yeah, we were talking to her yesterday. We're trying to tell her how this bill affects, you know, the healthcare side of the segment of the market. And she had already started working on a bulletin from DIFS to set back some of the law until next year. And so that was great news for the survivors and the folks who get injured in the next year.
Right. And that's part of that is apparently is in response to the fact that, 125 people have been grievously injured in the time since the law was signed. John Prosser with us as well. You said it's a good start, but nowhere near what needs to happen.
Well, there's several other things that need to be done in order for, to be made whole again, to get back to where we were. This is the greatest model in the history of America, in the history of Michigan. 47 years, we had lifetime care in a system that's funded by drivers for drivers. So on May 30th, when they signed this, since that time, June, July, August, we've had all of these people. Everybody will probably recognize the Amish girl. Many people were killed, and the child that's still alive, well, they were forced into the new law, which puts a cap of $250,000 on the care they're going to get. If they're going to get the real care that they need for the rest of their life, that's probably going to cost them the millions.
Right. It'll bankrupt them. People will lose everything they have. They lose not only the respect and self-respect and dignity, they lose their home. They lose their chance to send their other kids to college. They lose it all. So as you look at this law, obviously, Michigan's been on the cutting edge, John, and the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor considered one of the best in the world.
We have.
For dealing with traumatic brain injury and spinal injury, all of these things. What does it mean if this law does take effect July 1st, 2020?
Well, Steve, I mean, there's many devastating parts of the law, but one of them is we can only get paid for 55% of our bill. That means they believe we're making more money than we are. It would mean that we either have to cut back at Eisenhower Center or close completely. And that's highly likely that Eisenhower Center would not be able to last for more than a year or 2 years. And that would be, to the state of Michigan, that's a major loss. But there's many centers like us around the state that do an amazing job, and they would be lost as well. So really it comes down to a promise, right? And that promise is being fulfilled by people like John and Health Partners and Eisenhower Center, that we're giving care that isn't given anywhere else. And that's what comes back to my shadow people, why I'm a little late today, because I couldn't find them.
Right.
You know, it's nighttime, so it's hard to find.
I got you.
So they must have had a party last night. But the issue is that people become shadows in other states. They don't have a voice. Their advocates are very few.
I want to touch on something real quickly here, because you mentioned this in a conversation we had recently. And you've seen this happen before, where there's a good plan in place and the state takes it away either at the pressure from the insurance industry, whatever it might be. You saw the same thing happen in Pennsylvania. What happened there?
Well, what happened there is they gave up these same kind of causes, and they had a catastrophic fund that was amazing that took care of people long term. When they gave up that fund, then we found that the rehab center started to dwindle, the care started to leave that state, and really the Medicaid system, skilled nursing systems, they picked it up. The places like mental health really got inundated. So the shift is pretty devastating to the state and to the state budget.
But here's my question. I'm back to you, John Prosser, on this one, because as a driver in Michigan, ever since I began driving in the early 80s, legally, I have been paying into this fund. Anytime I had a motor vehicle, I would have to pay whatever the fee was over time. And I paid in, and there is $24, $25 billion in this catastrophic care fund now. Isn't that our money? I mean, honestly, isn't that the money of the people that have contributed to that over the years? Why would that be taken away from me? I've been paying for decades.
It is our money, Steve, and it was a beautifully well-conceived concept, the idea that it's funded by the drivers for the drivers, and the $24 billion has been put in there like religion. One of the promises that we had recently was the governor said she would do an audit of the $24 billion, and that promise was abandoned. Now, it is a public body. All the cash that's there for the last 30 years or 45 years comes from the drivers themselves. So, yeah, it shouldn't be right that it goes back to the insurance companies. But, in fact, many people understand that's exactly what they want. The legislature promised us a open meeting review of any bill proposals with total transparency, all stakeholders invited, all experts, including the people like us that are actually doing the work.
Wait a second. Aren't I a stakeholder?
You're a stakeholder because you put the money in the fund. You were not invited. That's right.
That's my point. But anybody who drives in Michigan today or yesterday or the last 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years is a stakeholder because they've been – how much money have I contributed over time? I'd be interested to know.
Oh, gobs.
And they go away with it. They run off down the street.
That's what they're after. They're after that cash. Those of us that are in the business of serving others, I've been in this arena of specialized home care for 27 years.
Explain that to me and explain that to the listeners. Okay, there's this fund, and now let's say this law goes into effect and it's stopped. $24 billion. You have 13, 14,000 people that are on covered under that law.
Right.
But there's excess there. What happens to all that money?
Well, according to the plan of operation that the legislature in Michigan let write, the insurance companies wrote the plan of operation. I misspoke. So the legislature let them write that. It says that they can refund the excess to the members. The members are defined as the insurance companies. It's just rotten.
It's not me.
It's rotten to the core. It's our money. Now, not there is me. A precedent with Governor Engler in 1998, where $3 billion of excess were refunded directly to the drivers. So that's a precedent, right? That shows his respect for the fact that the drivers put the money there. The whole thing, the whole reform attempt is a charade. SB1 was nothing more than a profit center increase for insurance companies. It did nothing good for drivers. It did nothing good for long-term care rehabilitation centers. We have 150 of the best in the world. Rehab centers, 150, CARF accredited. California has four times our population. They have four. They have no payer source. So people don't understand the genesis of this. The origin of this model was in 1970, our legislature looked at the landscape, saw that this population of brain and spinal cord injury victims were underserved and undercompensated. They said, we make the cars, they can get injured and we can do better. We can use a simple reinsurance model and guarantee that people will not go bankrupt and they will not get put on Medicaid, parked in a nursing home and die from neglect. If you are paralyzed in Michigan, you can get 24-hour care in your home. They want to take that away.
Hold that thought right there. John Prosser, John Kornack here, all part of the hashtag fix the fix, if you will, the Michigan Auto Promise. There's going to be a rally and then a march to the Capitol. That's happening at 11 o'clock. Gentlemen, hold through the break here if you got a minute more, because there's so much to cover here that I don't think people realized what was in the bill, what it means to them, and what it could mean to their family long term. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need, from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at paycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.